Aloha kākou. Now let's learn how to ask how a person is doing. If it is one person and you are asking, then you would say, Pehea oi. Say it with me. Pehea oi. Pehea oi. If there are many people, you would ask, Pehea kākou. How are we all? Let's try together a couple of times. Pehea kākou. Pehea kākou. Now, what do you think would be a good response? How about saying fine or good? That word is maika'i. Say it after me. Maika'i. Maika'i. All right, now we are almost ready to practice a short dialogue. First, though, the word for and is a. So if someone asks us how we are doing, we can say, Maika'i. A pehea oi. Use the a to join the two separate phrases together. Here is a short dialogue for you to try. Listen and repeat. Aloha. Aloha. Pehea oi. Maika'i. A pehea oi. Did you manage to follow along? Good. Maika'i. Now we have to learn one more word before we go to the next lesson. It is the word mahalo, which means thank you. Say it after me. Mahalo. Mahalo. With a mahalo added for good measure, let's try that dialogue once more. Aloha. Aloha. Pehea oi. Maika'i. Mahalo. A pehea oi. Maika'i. Mahalo. Great. Now here's how we say goodbye. Ahui ho. Say it after me. Ahui ho. Ahui ho. Ahui ho means until meeting again, or until we meet again. Repeat after me. Mahalo. Ahui ho. Mahalo. Ahui ho. Okay, now we will learn how to introduce ourselves. Listen to the following example dialogue.
Aloha kāua. O vai ko inoa?
Aloha. O kaliko ko inoa. A o vai ko inoa.
O kiele ko inoa.
Maika'i. Ahui hou kāua.
Ahui hou no kāua.
Now we'll all say it together. Try it several times until you feel comfortable. Don't worry if you cannot understand every word just yet. You'll come to understand it more by feeling than by intellectual processes. In the exercise, be sure to substitute your own names for kaliko and kiele. Ready?
Aloha kāua. O vai ko inoa? Hello, what is your name?
Aloha, o kaliko ko uinoa. A o wai ko uinoa. Hi, my name is Kaliko. And what is your name?
O kiele ko uinoa. My name is Kiele.
Maikai. Ahui hou kaua. Good. Until we meet again.
Ahui hou no kaua. Until we meet again, indeed.
In this section, we will be listening to the sounds that make up the Hawaiian alphabet of 13 letters. If you can become familiar enough through repetition that your pronunciation is as you hear in this program, then you will be able to easily pronounce all of the words in the Hawaiian language. In the Hawaiian alphabet, the vowels come first, and then the consonants follow. In English, we would say that the alphabet consists of the vowels A, E, I, O, and U, and the consonants H, K, L, M, N, P, W, and the glottal stop or okina, which is a break in the voice. When we get to the okina, we just say its name. Are you ready to listen to the sounds in the alphabet? Makoko? In Hawaiian, the alphabet sounds like this. A, E, I, O, U, He, Ke, La, Mu, Nu, Pi, Ve, Okina. Now let's say the alphabet together. Be sure to keep the sounds pure, without gliding one letter into another or mixing vowels together to make a single letter. Your mouth should be in one shape only for each letter and not change in shape until you stop making the sound. Ho makoko, get ready. Repeat after me. A. E. I. O. U. He. Ke. La. Mu. Mu. Nu. Pi. Ve. Okina. Repeat after me. A. E. I. O. U. He. Ke. La. Mu. Mu. Nu. Pi. Ve. Okina. The last consonant is the only one that may be new to you. It is the okina, or glottal stop. It is written like a single open quotation mark, not as an apostrophe. It is the same sound we would make in English when we say, uh-oh. In English, we would think that uh-oh sounds strange because it is missing its okina in the middle. Uh-oh. This is the same for the countless number of words in Hawaiian which use the okina. If they were pronounced without okina, they would mean something completely different. For example, in the two island names often mispronounced as Molokai and Lanai, there should actually be okina. They should be pronounced Molokai and Lanai. Say them after me. Molokai. Molokai. Lanai. Lanai.